Betsy Ann Thomas from the American Intelligence Media. Wow, Douglas, remember those days? Remember when we were good Trump supporters and every day we'd get up and we'd decode tweets and we would give high praises to Trump? We really thought he was a patriot citizen that had stepped up to lead America out of the mess that we had become. But then in September of 2021, we found out differently, and it was hard for us to call him out as who he was. And we have, and we have done so continuously, because here at AIM, we aim for truth. And we've told you all along the way, when we find the research, we're going to give it to you. And then today, we see the unwinding of Trump. We see calls all over the world that Trump himself was complicit in mass murder because of the way he pushed the vaccines. Douglas, readers are asking questions. Annie wants to know, what say you, Mr. Thomas Paine in the ass of the globalists? Why and why now? Dr. Birx, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, and Mark Zuckerberg are all coming clean on the facts we already knew, but why now? And why is Donald Trump being thrown under the bus?
This is Thomas Paine in the ass of the globalists. We haven't gone away, but we have been rather silent in some respects about Trump. Glad you asked this question. Everybody's asking it, and everyone is doing a lot about this. And remember, we're always ahead of the game. So the things I'm going to tell you, we've already told you before in previous podcasts. But I'm going to add a little bit more commentary on some things that happened in 2019 that circumstantially demonstrate that the evidence is there to show that Trump was, in fact, to begin with, nothing more than a character that had been described who could win the presidential election in the National Security Agency's report in 2016, which was already out in 2015, called A Paradox of Progress. In there, they describe exactly the character Trump, exactly what he has to do to win, exactly what the weakness is on the Democrats' part. They even indicate what Queen Hillary was supposed to do also. All he had to do was follow that, right? So, in essence, he was made by the very people who he appointed later, because those are his friends. And who were they? The biggest globalists in the world. Head of Exxon, Wilbur Ross, all these people. He fired people saying, you're a globalist, you have to go. Because he was giving out the narrative that he was given as his talking points to win. And then he just had to be his cantankerous self, his boisterous, egotistic, completely self-absorbed person who can't speak a single English sentence in a complete fashion ever. This is a person who speaks in sound bites, but what do they do? He was the presidency is nothing more than a Hollywood Walt Disney production. So they found the person who, against all odds, had the greatest ratings out there, that had already made so many political statements, crazy political statements in his life, that he was asked again and again and again, will you run for president? From the time he was a young man, he was asked again and again and again, will you run for president? So Trump was playing that role out. Now, I went back to review it because I was pretty sure I was right. There is not one single reference in the paradigm of progress about pandemics, viruses, messenger RNA, the different types of viruses that are now allowed. None of that. There was no reference to anything like that. There was no warning about virus X, which the head of the CDC and NIH and everyone, World Health Organization, had been preaching. Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, all of them, they were preaching virus X is coming. It's going to be the biggest thing that ever happened economically, socially, in all respects. Why was that not in the paradigm of progress? Why was the document that I say Trump completely constructed his presidency from not make reference to virus X? That is because of the following. When he started, first off, Trump is not a genius and he's not stable. He is a ruthless businessman. We said this from the beginning, and that's the reason we liked him, first off, because anyone running against Hillary Clinton, that was my candidate, first off. Second off, he's a ruthless businessman who basically had exhausted his own capacities to make money and had, you know, been up and down like a roller coaster. And we thought, yeah, good, let's put a businessman in there, especially one who wants to upset the apple cart. Because in the past, Trump's statements, which made it onto national television all the time, were extremely against the current establishment, whether Democratic or Republican. And so he stood against the Iraq War. He stood against all these wars. He stood against all kinds of manipulation of the market, the petrodollar, so on and so forth. So Trump's political statements had already been made, as if he was, in fact, groomed all of his life
for the job. He was even questioning the vaccine early on.
He said he would not get it and did not get it himself until he got the illness, and then he got a treatment, which would mean he wouldn't have to get the shots, but then he got two shots.
I'm talking about before his presidency.
Yes.
When he would talk about vaccines and generally in tweets. So
he totally insinuated by referring to a friend of his whose child had autism that he was going to look into that. He made all kinds of promises. He did some of them, and most of the things he did were economic. And that's because he put the globalists in charge and he made sure to just open all the spigots. And yes, of course, the economy will get good if that happens. And then he fought. But now you cannot tell me that they set Trump up to take him down, though I believe that's what they're going to do now. And then put in all the effort that James Comey put in with his 27 treasonous acts to try to stop Trump from getting elected, and even at when he was president-elect, they tried to stop him. Then when he was president for 4 years, they tried to stop him in every single capacity that they possibly could. But when the pandemic broke out, and I'm going to give you the dates of that here, and you might want to get a pencil and paper, because I've said these things before.
No, there wasn't a pandemic, but you're talking about when we believe there was a pandemic.
When the pandemic was called by the World Health Organization. But anyway, what Trump was doing up until that point was upsetting the pharmaceutical companies. He was busting up the pharmaceutical companies so much that one of the richest pharmaceutical couples in the world in Canada hung themselves. Other people got out of the business. It was faltering. They were in a dire straits. And so what did they do? Well, from the beginning, they never told Trump Virus X was coming. And Trump doesn't know a thing about medicine, obviously. He knows nothing about a virus. Now, I'm going to point this out, that in 2016 and 2019, first off, the 21st Century CARES Act of 2016, and later, the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act of 2019, Trump signed, he signed those. He approved those, and he enacted them, and he acted on them. Okay. I say anyone who voted for any of the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act, as well as the 21st Century Cures Act, gave away our constitutional rights, and therefore they are a war actor. They're a treasonous traitor, war actor, and they need to be prosecuted. And I say this, and unfortunately, these acts were passed almost unanimously in the House and the Senate and signed by president after president after president. And each time, but certainly in 2019, he signed it. And when he did, he gave all authority for our lives to the United Nations World Health Organization. But now remember, he had already defunded them by 50% and defunded the World Bank and the World Trade Organization and all of the agencies and the blue hats and all of it. 50% of the money, and we basically pay for the United Nations. Nobody else pays their dues. The United States, through Trump, took back half of the money being given to the United Nations. Well, that looked very promising to me. But at the same time, secretly, he was doing the following. 21st Century Cures Act of 2016. The Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act of 2019. When he signed those, he signed away American rights. No matter what anybody wants to say, he will have these things thrown in his face in court to say, why did you do these things? And then the next things I'm going to tell you are so damnable that unfortunately I don't know any other way to get out of this in any other capacity than to say that what I'm putting forth as the proposal, as my theory, is correct simply because of the dates, the times, and the circumstantial evidence. Okay, what no one seems to want to admit, except for now a few people, And now, notice it's getting onto Fox News. It's bleeding over into mainstream media, some of these weird statistics proving that it's a killer vaccine. Okay, it's now coming out. Why? Because so many people are dying. Insurance companies aren't insuring people anymore for cars, for medical illnesses, for dying, for car accidents. You talk about the response in the legal realm, and that's what they never wanted to take care of. This plan is so half-baked. They tried to spring Virus X on the world before they had a sympathetic president like Hillary Clinton. During Hillary Clinton's time, this would have happened, and she would have continued to be the Queen of America, actually the North American area, the 10 areas of the United Nations. It was all planned out. You can look in their records. You can see in their plans for 2020, for 2021, for all of them. The United Nations plans are as crystal clear as anyone could ever imagine. They want to have carbon credits take over as an international currency, all controlled, of course, by the British. So Trump was played. At first, he beat the heck out of the pharmaceutical companies, and then he became their best friend. Now, wrong. In May of 2019, they first tried to pass the National Vaccine Act of 2019 on May 21st. They couldn't get it through. It's so bad. It's so horrible. It gives away all of our rights. It redefines what a vaccine is. It redefines what a flu is, what influenza is. It drops all the FDA standards, which would take, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 years standardly to do any kind of vaccine. Nope, gone. Warp speed. Warp speed was planned before warp speed was told to the world. Why do we know that? Because the National Vaccine Act of 2019 during Trump's time started in May. It was put forth May 21st. And it went to both House and Senate, and they couldn't get it through because it was such a horrifying act. They didn't want anybody even know it existed. Well, Trump would have been briefed on that. He would have known about it. They wouldn't be putting forth this act without his approval. He had already approved the previous one, the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act. He signed that, and he supported this 2016 version. So, hello. And then what happened? And this is the clincher, folks. And this, you'll see David Knight and a few other people going into a great deal of trouble to look at the September 20th Executive Order 13887, Modernizing Influenza Vaccines for Safety and Security, blah, 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 which later turned into a document which is still being used and is the policy Biden is following. Isn't that amazing? Biden follows the exact policy that Trumped up. And it's called the National Influenza Modernization Strategy for 2020 through 2030. What is that? It's an extension of this executive order. Now, if you've looked at that executive order, it basically says the pharmacies are now in charge of America. The Constitution is flushed. There's no more FDA control, and there never was, but there's no more control of any vaccines whatsoever. It allows messenger RNA. It allows DNA manipulation. It allows genetic modification of organisms, human organisms. It allows for the first time vector vaccines. It allows spike protein vector vaccines. It spells out COVID months and months and months, which was constructed long before. So well before COVID ever came up, Trump was passing legislation as well as executive orders that when you read them, they sound like Nazi Germany. All your rights are completely gone. And viral vectors have been noted to be basically kill everything they ever did experimentation on. Same thing with messenger RNA, kills everything that BioNTech, the inventor of messenger RNA applications, particularly that Pfizer got a hold of as the vaccine for COVID, killed every single test animal. So they jumped over the animal test straight to humans, and only for one reason. And this is what is if the executive order I just described isn't bad enough, here's what happened. Now, we revealed this quite some time ago when Biden made a public statement that he was continuing the national emergency that Trump had put us in on March 1st, 2020. basically, he was saying that he was renewing it. And we said, no. Trump never put us into a national emergency. That's insane. That didn't happen. It couldn't happen. We would have heard about it. Plus, we never heard a word about this executive order, the modernization of what vaccines are and their production and the speed that you can produce them and the poisonous experimentation and pathetic research that is now going to become literally allowed by the government to put into everyone's bloodstream. Trump, now you're an idiot. Okay, now at this point, you don't have an IQ in my mind, or you are complicit. Now, we always think, how could the worst be possible? Trump is the biggest egotist on the face of the earth. That's the reason he's perfect to be president. So they appeal to his ego. You're going to save the world from virus X, and he still preaches this. You're going to save 200 million people, because we predict 200 million people are going to die in America because an institute in England said so. The National Health Institute in England said so. So Trump still quotes those false statistics, which everyone has debunked so bad that it's insane. He still says he saved 200 million lives. No, he was complicit with killing millions. And because he did not look on the vaccine adverse event registry system, which is in the CDC's own portal, go there. Anybody, the president would have been reported, should have had this reported to him. He says no one has died from it. Those are his words. Then he didn't look at VAERS. So that makes him complicit with the murder after the fact. It makes him complicit with the murder of using these vaccines, especially messenger RNA, which does no one any good ever. Completely complicit. On, we point out, January 28th, Charles Lieber is arrested in North Carolina for his nanotechnology he's giving to China. China's paying him, and it's the nanotube technology used in the synthetic virus by crazy bat doctor, Dr. Xi Jingli. On January 31st, when there are only 5 known cases of this supposed COVID from Wuhan, on January 31st, or actually, as Michael McKim points out, somewhere between the 27th and the 29th, and there's a lot of very mysterious things concerning that. Azar, Alex Azar, the Health and Human Services Director, calls a national health emergency for 5 people. What did they know that they weren't telling us? Then on January 31st, Trump stops all flights from China. Okay, what's that about? Everyone criticized him for that, including Fauci, including the World Health Organization, including China, including everybody. Why did Trump try to stop it from coming to America? I'll tell you the answer to that in just a minute. By the way, and when he did that with only still 5 people infected. And who were those 5 people? No one wants to tell you that. I'll tell you who that was. Those were 5 people who had returned from the October 18th meeting of the in Wuhan of the International Military Games from October 18th to 27th. Thousands of people got deathly ill with the fever. 5 of them returned to America, 5 different places in America. And they knew this was going to happen. And out of that, you're not going to believe this, but I say it again and again and again, that there were 57 buildings eventually had to be welded shut. These were apartment buildings from all of the people who got the fever that started on October 18th. And then again, January the 18th, 40,000 people gathered together in a potluck, the largest one in human history. And then after that, again, a huge amount of people got sick in Wuhan, and they again locked them in their homes and they died in there. And then on the Lunar New Year, February the 5th, there was an aerial spraying of all the people who gathered in the Wuhan Square, the largest place, a huge gathering, and a massive amount of people got sick. Now, this is all before the nonsense of the Wuhan P4 lab saying that 2 people in the lab got COVID from eating bat soup in the wet market next door. All of this happened. The Chinese lied. Trump knew all about all of this. How do we know that? Because of course they would. The National Security Council would have to report this. This is one of the biggest weapons of weapons of mass destruction report. Absolutely. He would have known. That's why he closed the Chinese flights down. By the way, the Chinese closed all flights down from Wuhan to Beijing when the first reports happened, basically in 2 days into, it was October 20th, the first people who got deathly ill with the fever. Because why? That was the original synthetic virus being spread, and it wasn't spread by Wuhan or the Chinese. Trump knew this because by that time, he was read into the picture. He's the hero of virus X. He's going to blame it on the Chinese because he can't get his deal with them. No one ever gets a deal with, you know, he's about ready to get his biggest deal in human history with the tariffs. No, none of that ever happened. And he then put a ban on them. Because why? Because, as I told you, Brexit was killing the British, and the British did this to reassert their position in the European Union and America's position as a superpower in the world. That's why they did it. Then on March 4th, Trump declares, and this is the most important thing, secretly, a national emergency. Now, why is that important? Because the FBI standards could not be dropped unless there was, even if there was, as Azar had just made, a public health emergency on January 31st, not good enough. Trump had to have a national emergency, which is general powers for everything. All those 13 executive orders people talk about that Trump set, that Obama set up to have martial law, Trump had all that power at that time because he did that. And he then created warp speed, which broke every single rule for making a vaccine, allowed messenger RNA, allowed vectors of viruses, especially spike proteins, to be put into these medicines. Never ever pointed at the truth of what he knew, except that he would blame China. But he never once told us when it was done. Why? Because, unfortunately, he knew by then it was the pharmaceutical companies who had done it. He couldn't back out. He had to be the hero of Virus X, saying he was saving 200 million people. Then, and at that moment, 24 people in America were infected with the virus. And he supposedly didn't know anything happening in China. And none of our people knew anything happening in China. Nothing was happening in China. World Health Organization told us nothing's happening in China. But with 24 cases of flu in America, he declares a national emergency. Takes over, basically, that's martial law at that point, and particularly pharmaceutical, medical, martial law, because of the Pandemic and All Preparedness Hazards Act, which gives the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the NIH total control of everything in America. And he abdicated his presidency right then. Then on March 11th, the WHO declares the pandemic globally, when in America there's 81 cases. And they basically are saying that China says there's very, very few cases. And there's a bunch of cases in Italy and the 81 cases we have in America and a few other places. Boom, pandemic. And the craziest man, one of the craziest men in history, the head of the World Health Organization, declares a pandemic. March 13th, Congress approves of that with still 121 people with a serious flu. March 13th, emergency youth authorization. That opens up the can of worms of pure evil coming out of the pharmaceutical companies. No regulation, no complete immunity, no accountability at all. Then on April 10th, if that didn't convince you folks, he allows them to outlaw ivermectin. The FBI outlawed. And then on April 29th, Operation Warp Speed started. And instead of years, 10 to 12 years, it took months, which means it was already prepared ahead of time. And messenger RNA is the fastest vaccine you can create. Why? Because it's just a deadly weapon. That's all.
Okay, where does Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum fit into this timeline?
He was preaching Virus X years ago, saying it's got
was
to come.
Trump or no?
Klaus.
Klaus, yes.
Klaus was preaching Virus X. Gates was preaching Virus X. Gavi, the International mm-hmm. Vaccine Organization. They all, everyone said, we have James Redmond predicting it. We have Fauci predicting it on video. Well, they all say, get ready. Virus X is coming and we're not prepared. Now, this is the organization paid trillions of dollars to be prepared. CDC and NIH both are saying in advance, Virus X is coming and we're not prepared. We need, at first it was, you know, millions and then billions, and now it's trillions. We've spent, I stopped counting it, over $5 trillion has been spent on this. And most of the, remember, the numbers they give you from the pharmaceutical companies, that isn't the number of shots that have been delivered. A lot of those shots went bad. We know that millions of those shots went bad, and they just threw them away because they had to be super cooled. You can't send them to crazy places, third world countries, and think they're going to stay super cooled, okay? And by the way, I'm now doing research on what was in them. Iron oxide is an adjuvant. Is now, I have 100% proof, every vaccine has iron oxide. What is iron oxide? Those are those little circuits that the graphene oxide that is in every packing device, everything you that touches food is giving you graphene oxide as well. Oh, don't even get me started. But the point is, that's well known too. And you can't be the president of the United States and not hear both sides of the story and hear someone like me speaking and saying, yes, but Mr. Trump, why did you do this? Or why do you allow remdesivir when it was invented by Fauci as a prion illness created out of the intestines of people who had HIV, which Deborah Brooks and Tony Fauci invented and created?
And the ventilator issue.
I have that right under here. How could they recommend ventilators when they know it kills?
Yes.
You don't give ventilators unless the person is absolutely going to die within the next couple of minutes. I know, I was there. Why did they recommend masks when Fauci did a study in 2018 before coronavirus to prove that half of the deaths of Spanish flu were from wearing masks because of bacterial pneumonia? Bacterial pneumonia and the flu look so close, you can barely tell them apart unless you do extremely careful analysis and CRISPR analysis. And the COVID tests are all bogus. Not a one of the, everybody's got coronavirus, okay? And by the way, in 2019, they created a second coronavirus vaccine in America and was the second time they gave it to our U.S. military. So we had a coronavirus vaccine when it happened. Mr. Trump, you didn't know that? Sorry, folks, I'm sorry. He threw himself under the bus on this one when he thought he was going to be the hero of the world.
What we have here, he was used as a Judas scope, whether he knew it or not, to lead millions of people into his MAGA ideology. And then to gain their confidence, and then to flip, to lead us into what people call it a democide, because it's when your government kills you. But this is worldwide, so it's still a genocide. So now it's coming out that the vaccines are harmful. People are getting very upset. They're talking about going after Birx and Fauci, the CDC. Well, they can't have that. So they have to find the scapegoat. So he becomes, he's a Judas goat who becomes a scapegoat. There's no way out for Trump.
Because he knew. Not because it wasn't legal. It is perfectly legal for Biden to kill us all with these right now.
Yes.
Perfectly legal. The Congress and the Senate all need to be completely ended.
Well, no, if they're
We need to destroy the federal government.
Yes, they should be executed. But that's what, when people say to me, Timeline, look, if it's not Trump, then and you're blasting DeSantis, who do we have? Folks, let it all fall to pieces. Our government is being run behind the scenes by the Pilgrim Society. We're headed for total destruction. So just let it destroy itself. This is the only way. The beast is so big. And then the research that we're doing with Lord Baron Michael Farmer and his involvement with Enron and gold rigging, the beast is even bigger than we can imagine. There's only one way out. Total collapse.
The fake pandemic was the fire that burnt Rome, and Trump is Nero. You know, he's playing his fiddle. He's trying to entertain us as the fires are leaping around his feet. He 100% absolutely either has zero IQ or a sub IQ, or he knows his warp speed murdered a lot of people. There is no two ways around it. Here's the circumstantial evidence to prove that there was a plan, that he was fully aware of the plan. He was aware before anyone else. He took action months in May. He was part of this program.
But he also gave up U.S. sovereignty.
Absolutely.
That is like the most treasonous thing that any elected official could do.
And he's going to blame it on his committee, which had Fauci and Birx and Redfield and all these people on it. And who's he going to blame it on? He's going to blame it the head of the World Health Organization, who's an idiot, who's not a practicing doctor, who is a communist, who is a friend of China, a very, very dear friend of China, and has defended China throughout all of this. So why would we give our authority? Why would he abdicate his constitutional authority to, oh, that's right, because there are demonic laws that make it so. They came in, they read him the laws, they say, sir, you don't have any power here now. And from that moment on, he did not have any power, and he still has no power. And Mike Pence, of course, was in on it because he was part of this whole vaccine hoax. He was in on it from the beginning. They chose him. Trump didn't choose any of those people. Those were all globalists that he had and the very few friends that he had. And when you are a ruthless businessman, you don't have many friends except like Jeffrey Epstein, who is what? The guy who connected their desires. He was the hedonist king. He, whatever desire anyone wanted, if they gave enough money to him through his fake philanthropy, he would give it to them.
Fantasy Island. Remember Fantasy that Island. Show back then?
He was
You'd
Fantasy
fly
Island.
Fly to Fantasy Island.
The globalist Fantasy Island.
He's taken care of, right?
Yeah. So, you know, Trump was smart enough to have it brought to him and not to go to the island. But he flew on the plane a lot. So here's the deal. They have sex in the air. And they have sex over the ocean so that there is no jurisdiction, so that no one can be charged. This is standard operating procedure for globalists and rich people. So anyway, Trump, without a shadow of a doubt, is at the minimum 100% complicit. He will blame it on his underlings. The underlings will blame it on the law. And then they will have to hang someone. I'm afraid it's probably going to be Trump.